Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday morning. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, is real estate the right investment for you? And a new campaign to boost support for early education was unveiled this week. President Obama says Uncle Sam will kick in $1 billion for the preschool project.
This campaign, which is called Invest in Us, is intended to do two things. One, raise awareness about the need for early education, and two, raise money.
Caroline Porter wrote in the Wall Street Journal that the president originally hoped to do a lot more to expand early education.
It was supposed to be a $75 billion program that was over the course of 10 years. And now he is looking at this $1 billion program in the hopes of urging more outside contributions.
Porter says there's a lot of research that suggests early education is a useful investment.
Having high-quality early education can improve your skills when you're headed into your primary school, in addition to increased attendance.
As we continue, questions to ask before diving into investment property.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and offsite redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Looking at home listings as a potential investment can be exciting, but is owning real estate the right move for you? Credit.com's Michael Schreiber discusses the questions you need to ask first.
Though the housing market is rebounding and home values across the nation are rising, before you shell out the big bucks, make sure you understand what makes a good investment property. First, ask yourself if you're ready to invest. Owning an investment property is not for everyone. Make sure you have a strong grasp of your own financial situation before you decide to add real estate to your portfolio. Read books. Talk to people who have investment properties. Learn all you can. Consider what kind of property you should start with. Do you want to buy a duplex and live there while renting out the other unit? Or maybe you're handy and looking to buy a fixer-upper. There are plenty of strategies you can use to customize your plan to fit your personality and abilities. You'll want to think about whether or not you can afford the recurring expenses and estimate how much an investment property will really cost you. There are, of course, repairs from time to time, but there's also water, garbage, utilities, and fuel. On top of that, you'll likely have to pay legal and accounting fees and must be prepared to cover the cost of the home entirely in the case of evictions and vacancies. Lastly, do you plan to manage the property yourself? Hiring a professional versus self-managing is a decision largely dependent on your overall plan, time, and skill set. Managers often charge up to 10% of the monthly rent, but can help you avoid vacancies and keep repair costs down. To handle real estate investing, you must be confident in your abilities to do it all. Otherwise, budget for hiring a professional. After you've come this far, you don't want to slip up on management and income tracking. I'm Mike Schreiber with Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.